Nolte, Disgraced Wendy McMahon Out as CBS News President. By John Nolte on May 19, 2025. Wendy McMahon, the disgraced president of CBS News, is exiting her post after less than two disastrous years at the helm. McMahon wrote in a memo that it's become clear the company and I do not agree on the path forward, reports the far-left New York Times. We all know what that means. Warp 20 is opposed to any kind of accountability. She wants free rein to use the publicly owned airwaves CBS uses for free to lie and lie and lie to further her fascist, left-wing agenda. This news of McMahon's welcome departure comes less than a month after we learned that Bill Owens, the executive producer of the disgraced 60 Minutes since 2019, sobbed like a little girl as he announced his own resignation. Dan Rather, I think I destroyed CBS News. Wendy McMahon, hold my apple teeny. As I wrote earlier, under Owens, and later Wendy McMahon. 60 Minutes straight up lied to the American people about Hunter Biden's laptop being Russian disinformation, lied about the lab leak, lied about the USAID staff cuts, engaged in the deliberate and malicious editing of Governor Ron DeSantis and the oh-so-benevolent editing of Kamala Harris, not to mention the new magazine's fascist demands for political censorship and the shameless brown-nosing of anyone on the political left. Additionally, as the Times reluctantly points out, McMahon's reign has been rocky at times. An overhaul of CBS Evening News, introduced earlier this year, has failed to connect with viewers, and ratings for the flagship newscast have fallen sharply. Besides the tussle with Mr. Trump, the news division also faced internal criticism from Ms. Redstone over a 60-minute segment in January about the war between Israel and Hamas. Then there was the appalling reaction from McMahon when one of her own CBS Mornings anchors, Tony Dukopel, went off-script and dared to pressure the precious Ta-Nehisi Coates about his ignorant and bigoted views regarding Israel. Shari Redstone, who runs the CBS parent company, Paramount Global, criticized McMahon for publicly rebuking a rare act of journalism on CBS Mornings. Redstone would also like to find a way to settle the $20 billion lawsuit Donald Trump filed against CBS for election interference after 60 Minutes dishonestly edited Kamala Harris into looking a little smarter than she is. Above all, McMahon knows the coming merger between Skydance and Paramount means things will change in a way people like McMahon and Owens cannot tolerate. Word is that Skydance has no love for the far-left propaganda machine CBS News has become. The new boss promises there will be accountability and quality standards put in place. P.S. The New York Times writes of Trump's lawsuit against CBS, many legal experts have called the suit baseless. This many legal experts, baseless is a constant refrain in the fake media. Well, just remember the legal expert who disagreed. P.P.S. The media schlonging adds another scalp to an already glorious list. Ruth Marcus, Washington Post columnist resigns. 538, Disney/ABC's wildly biased polling site shutters. Paul Krugman, always wrong New York Times columnist forced out. Jim Acosta, CNN anchor forced out. Nora O'Donnell, failed CBS anchor out. Chuck Todd, NBC's former Meet the Press host DEI'd out. Andrea Mitchell, NBC Herod and Ages out of job. Chris Wallace, son of someone out at CNN. Joy Reid, racist MSNBC anchor too racist for MSNBC. Fired. Neil Cavuto, Fox News anchor scurries away. Alex Wagner, demoted at MSNBC. Iman Mahyildin, lost MSNBC show. Olivia Nuzzi, out at New York Mag for allegedly stalking RFK Jr. Katie Fung, lost MSNBC show. Jonathan Capehart, lost MSNBC show. Steps down from Washington Post editorial board. Lester Holt, out as NBC Nightly News anchor. One-third of New York Times editorial board, say, bye. Eugene Robinson, Washington Post columnist quits in snit. Ryan Lizza, scurries to Substack over credible misconduct allegations. Bill Owens, 60 Minutes GIF resigns in crybaby disgrace. Wendy McMahon, CBS News president resigns after less than 2 years. I do love me some golden era. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.